I believe it. So are you all ready for Steel Rails this year?
I am. This year's been really weird because I was like, I'm not doing it. Not happening.
Oh, come
Almost
on.
Died last time. Like, yeah. So exhausted at the end of it. And then I started like going, when I would go to events, people would be like, so Steel Rails, what are we going to do? And it was like, so people were so excited about it. And someone like met and then got engaged on the train. And like all this stuff was like, just seemed very powerful. So I was like, all right, doing it again.
I just figured, you know, because last year there was a ton of people and they all got together and they expressed their creativity for one night. And it was so much fun. Everybody was so jovial. And I actually played Lust for Life from Train Spotting as a tribute. Was there a snowball effect from all the different collaborations over the past year that you noticed?
I don't know. I don't think that I really notice it, but people later will tell me that something was spawned from something else. And the I was actually talking to Philip Bass and Stephen Priest from the Jazz Room, and they were saying, like, yeah, you know, the Jazz Room, like, we started talking about that idea at the end of Steel Rails the first year, like, on the train. And it was, like, the energy and the excitement and the fact that all these people had come out for this weird, unknown event.
I know.
Kind of, like, inspired them. So I think that's amazing.
It is amazing. And every car... Like, there is a, that one of the things that spawned from this was a video about people's hands.
Yeah.
Which was really neat. And I have a song queued up, too, in honor of that. But I actually made the video as well because I had a brooch that was very unusual. And so my hand was going, la, 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 all the way through it. So that was lots of fun. So that was one thing. And then Phil took that awesome video.
Mm-hmm.
But you sort of... For people that don't know anything about Steel Rails, can you, basically what you do is you get a bunch of artists from all over the region, put them on a train and go, okay, create.
Yeah, the train is a really weird venue because it has like very strict limitations. Like you only have so much space, there's seats or there's not seats, there's very limited power. And so you kind of like, we give these kind of say, you know, marry an artist up with a space and say, can you do something here? Or, you know, it'll be someone that we know is working on a really cool idea and we're like, you should show that off here. So it's cool because the artists do all the work, really. I mean, we're throwing the party, but all of the actual work that you're seeing is from the artist, except for this year because I have two little installations this year that I'm quite excited about.
Ooh,
so.
Can you, every car has its own character. So... And it's kind of like being in a funhouse on wheels because you go from one car to the next and you never know what you're going to find.
Or who you're going to find.
Or who you're going to find. That's the other thing. The other thing is you meet people, but it's a whole different, I won't give anything away. It's a whole different concept of how you meet people and what, and conversationally, it's very interesting. Let me think here. What's different this year with the cars? Because this is Steel Rail Session 3.
Yes.
They can tell me without giving everything away.
Well, I would say a couple of things that are different this year is that, so the first year there was 5 train cars and probably about 200 people. And so that was good. It was fun. Everything went amazing. And then the second year, we were like, let's do it a little bigger because there's so much interest. So we bumped it up to 7 cars.
Yeah.
And more people. And it just felt to me too big. So we're going back to the original size of having 5 cars and about 200 people.
Okay.
Which is fun. So it's a little bit more intimate, I think. And this year, so in the past... For everyone listening that doesn't know about Steel Rails, you take the train from Waterloo to St. Jacobs. In St. Jacobs, you get off the train and you go into this restoration shop where they're repairing old steam engines and old train cars.
Which is really great. That's another great thing about this because you get to learn about the train, you know?
Totally.
You get to learn about the Train Restoration Society. And when you think of this awesome train and then LRT, it's kind of like, whoa. I was amazed last year. I spent most of the time, there's a big bulletin board. You can see all the pictures and how the trains have evolved over the years and how much, and you can donate, right?
Yep. And you can also become a volunteer.
Yeah. Which is very cool.
Yeah.
What else goes on the platform?
So, yeah, so in the shop, in the past, so the first year, we had a rock band play, and there was a graffiti art installation. The second year, we did a giant sing-along of Hey Jude, which we recorded and then released later. And this year, it's a performance-based piece where you're going to be kind of, you know, the space is being transformed into an urban location.
Okay.
So I will say that.
All right.
Yes.
Oh, and so it's kind of an interactive thing.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
It's going to make people really uncomfortable, and it will be interesting to see that happen. You've been warned, KW.
Uh-oh. And that's a really cool space itself in the platform. And the other fun thing is as the train goes along, you're waving to people and they're looking, going, what's going on? What are those people doing? You know, it's such a cool atmosphere. Because last year there was a room, one of the most interesting rooms last year was the room, well, it was basically a room of effing snakes.
Tons of snakes.
Was that
that you could touch.
Yeah, you could. Where did that come from?
So that's a bit of a funny story. That I had this leftover room. So the train has one car, and that car is split into small rooms. And so different things happen in each of those small rooms. And I had this one left over, and a friend of mine said, hey, how do you feel about snakes on the train? Because that'll be funny and very like Samuel L. Jackson, Snakes on a Plane. And I was like, yep, make it happen. So he called a snake place, and I think he told them that it was a kid's birthday party. Because the guy showed up 5 minutes before the event started and said, hey, I'm here for the kid's birthday party. And I was like, oh, my friend, you are in for something else. So we got him on the train. He was like, it's my wife's birthday. Am I going to be home by 8? I was like, oh, no, you're not. Anyways, we convinced him to get on the train. And he literally had like 50 snakes or something like that. And you could just touch them and they'd crawl on you. And
yeah,
just this
wild.
Whole, it, people were freaked out. In a good way.
They were, because people, you'd be going down the passageway and, what? You kind of look through the door and, what? Oh my God! Right? And there, it's a repast and libation train as well.
Yes.
Which is fun.
Yes.
And last year you had various chefs come in with kind of these lovely hors d'oeuvres. So are you doing the same thing this
year? Yes. Yes. Heat Cuisine is very generously working with us again to do the food on the train as well as in the shop. And then we have some surprises when the train returns.
Ah, yes. Yeah. Ah, to the, and the, okay.
Yes.
What else did I want to ask you? How long does it take you to put this together? Are you thinking as the train comes back to the platform, okay, next year we're going to do this?
I have, actually, even right now I have some ideas for what I would do next time. But I, you know, really, it's kind of I would say 4 to 5 months out, we start talking about general themes and ideas and who's doing cool things out there. And people will just email me with really weird things that they're working on. And I'm like, oh, yeah, let me sit on that for a minute. And then I would say the last 2 months are just, they're very logistically heavy. So
yeah,
for the
no
past
kidding.
2 months, I've been like living, breathing it for sure.
Because you have all kinds of arts avenues.
Mm-hmm.
Visual arts and theater arts and music and film and dance.
Yeah.
All the disciplines,
yep.
Which is really neat.
This year we even actually have like little mini lectures happening in one of the cars. So it's a little intellectual.
Oh, that's really cool as well. And the performers with because the train kind of goes from side to side.
Yes. It's not the most stable train.
It's not. It goes from side to side. So do they get a chance to rehearse or not?
Not really.
Okay, so
we kind of just wing it.
Yeah,
it's pretty. I mean, this train. When you think about the history of the train, like that track, which is called the Waterloo Spur, was built in like 1891.
Mm-hmm.
It's ancient, and the tourist train runs on it. Some cargo runs on it from Elmira. It's just not used very much. So I think, you know, having that, it's kind of the old school squeakiness and the wobbliness really makes it.
It does. It squeaks and it goes da-da-dun, da-da-dun.
Sometimes the power goes out. Sometimes.
Oh, yeah. And actually, the rhythm of the train kind of fits into the whole thing as well. It's kind of neat. Somebody should record that. Anybody listening? Record the rhythm of the train and turn it into a, you know, a loop or something like that. You just think, Phil? Yeah, there were a lot of people with doing video stuff last year, which was very, very funny. And there is a video that Rhonda Lee did with everybody's hands.
Yes.
And that was very cool. So I thought, just for fun, I would play this silly little song called You Need Hands. This was on, the first time I ever heard this was on the Sex Pistols' Great Rock and Roll Swindle. But I think this is a different performer. I think his name is Nabil Shaban. So this is You Need Hands on Coral FM. It is the Sex Pistols, I lie.
You need hands to... You need hands to hold someone you care for. You need hands to show that you're sincere. When you feel nobody wants to know you, you need hands to brush away the tears. When you hold a brand new baby, you need tender hands to guide them on their way. You need hands to find more world for living and for giving us this day. You need hands to show the world you're happy, and you need hands when you to stop the bus. But the hands we love so dear are the hands we love to hear, are the hands that you gave to us. Everybody!
Are the hands that you gave to us.
I enjoy the story. Come on, and it gets better.
Oh yeah,
it
was.
Puberty.
Lovely.
Met a girl, fell in love, glad as I can be. Met a girl, fell in love, glad as I can be. But I think all the time, is she true to me? 'Cause there's nothing in this world to stop me worrying about that girl. I found out I was wrong, she was just too timing. I found out I was wrong, she just kept on lying. Now she tries to tell the truth, and I just can't believe. 'Cause there's nothing in this world to stop me worrying about that girl.
Tell me, who can I turn to, just who can I believe? I try to put her
out of my mind. She'll only cause me grief. I love that girl, whatever she's done, you know it hurts me deeply. Cause there's nothing in this world can stop me worrying about that girl. I know she's been with other fellas, why she keep on lying? Hurts me so when she says nothing, I really feel like dying. I ache inside every time I think, I know it's just my pride. Cause there's nothing in this world to stop me worrying about that girl. Cause there's nothing in this world stop me worrying about that girl.
Wow, that was an old Kink song. A very old Kink song. What was the name of that again? I'm so what?
Nothing in this world can stop me worrying about that girl. It's from the Rushmore soundtrack. That's how I found it.
Yeah, and that's Wes Anderson.
Yeah.
We all love him. Aha. He's very cool. Well, yeah, the Kinks are very cool. So that's that was lovely. My special guest is Hillary Abel. She's sitting here in the studio with me, and we're talking about Steel Sessions, Steel Rail Sessions 2012. This is number three. Number three. We should talk about, well, let me think here. I want to ask how local businesses contribute, and how the marriage of, because I found there were a lot of business people there last year, mm-hmm. not just people in the arts, but quite a cross section. So how does this benefit everyone? Do you know, or can you?
Well, I don't really know. I think it makes Waterloo Region a more exciting place to live, and a place where weird, quirky things can happen, which is something I think that we think can happen in Montreal or Toronto or Vancouver, but can't happen here, and it can.
Yeah, very true. Well, I know, like, there was a room last year, and everybody was sort of, it was kind of like you draw your own thing, and there was all these, people were saying, this is my comment on where I live and my community and stuff. Did you, afterwards, you probably went through all this stuff. What did you think?
It was really interesting. So that was an installation by Mocktail Foss Zander, which is a local ad agency, and they partnered kind of with us to do this thing where it was like, how do you see your community? I think was the question or something.
Yeah,
and you could draw,
right.
Or you could write a poem, or you could whatever. And they took it back to their office and they sorted it into categories. And it was crazy, mm-hmm. because you would walk into this room and it was just like, 200 sheets of paper that were hung in categories, and some were very political, and some were funny, and some were about the environment, and some were about infrastructure. And it was just so interesting to see how we all kind of see the problems and the awesomeness in our community differently.
Yeah.
It's really cool. I'm not actually sure what they've done with that since.
I just wonder, because I thought there's all these people sitting here making all these drawings and paintings, mm-hmm. and all kinds of things. I'm just wondering, maybe you guys should do a steel rails collage or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, take all this stuff and.
Yeah. Totally. There's been so much that's come out of it. It would be cool to do a show just of, and this year as well, there's one, I can't give too much secrets of this one away, but there's a project, and it's a year-long project, and it's kicking off at Steel Rails, and it'll be finished next June. So it'd be cool to have an installation just of what's come out of their project.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
It was one of the most unusual things I've ever done. I had so much fun. I met so many people in such an unusual way. Which I just thought, wow, this is, you're sort of prompted to do things, and it's very whimsical. That's the other thing. It's a very, very whimsical event. It's a whimsical experience. It's sort of, it goes from everything from exquisite to exotic and unexpected. So that's what I like most about Steel Rails. You have an after party coming up.
Yes.
What's happening at the after party this year? I remember last year's after party was pretty wild.
Yeah, I think the after party is so cool because there's such limited tickets to Steel Rails. And then it's so nice to open it up to the public after and say, like, everybody come, let's all hang out. And to kind of bring out some of the elements of what's on the train into the after party. Mm. So this year, so basically when the train arrives back, there's a little event that pops up at the station at the corner of Father David Bauer and Herb. And then everyone's right. around 11:30 is going to make their way to Chainsaw, actually, who's partnered with us for the after party, which is so great.
That is great.
There's going to be music. DJ Attila the Spun is going to be playing, which is going to be great. And there's going to be snacks. We've got a limited edition Steel Rails shot, I believe, that will be handed out. And it should be good. And then actually, so, you know, plan to be at the after party for, I guess, 11:30 or 12. You can hang out for a couple hours. And then Cheese's Murphy just down the street is going to do a limited edition grilled cheese just wow. for Steel Rails. And they're open till 3:30.
Oh, that's good. So this yeah. is a kind of an all-nighter, kids.
Yes, rest up.
Yeah, exactly. You have... Oh, I should ask what... We've got Vacuity here. So mm-hmm. Which track would you like me to play first?
Okay, well, track six. So I should say that Shameless Promotion is my partner's
but it's great.
Band. But I think they really are one of the best exports from Waterloo Region. And so this is a new album that comes out on next Tuesday, the 26th. Track six is called Relics, which I think is great. And track seven is called France, which is about a train.
So we're going to play both. We're going to, and I'm, because last year, the reason I'm segueing into Vacuity here for a minute, last year on the platform, they were there.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all saying, Hey Jude, and that was great. And they're such a cool band. So I wanted to mention that. And also, last year, you had a real mix of, well, it's not such a stretch, because it was the Girly Show and Dixieland Jazz.
Yeah.
And they fit so well together.
Yeah.
That was so cool. So there was a kind of a sexy element to Steel Rails last year as well, which I'm sure will be repeated this year as well. I'm pretty sure it'll be repeated this year. I can probably sit here and say for sure it'll be repeated this year. So we're gonna hear the first track. What's the name of the track again?
Relics.
Relics. This is Relics and the new Vacuity on Coral FM. I love the. It looks like a little EP because it's black. A black CD. Anyway.
It is very cool. It's hand screened in my basement.
Oh my God, this is Relics on Coral FM.
Two of us sat. Sat there waiting for the train. Went slow to a stop. Turn to you and said, I see you were gone. Though I really wasn't sure if I could say anything to say. Of you the same. It's a shame sometimes that you couldn't have stayed with me. I miss thinking everything was right. I miss thinking one day we'll see the light. I miss trusting everything they say. I wish it for a simple life where things are honest. Hoping you'd be waiting so long.
That was France.
I screwed it up. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, but it's very cool. So that's a new vacuity. What's the name of this album again?
It's called The Black Hour.
The Black Hour?
Yep.
Ooh. Oh. Yeah, that's dark. I like that. Ooh, Ebony. Ooh, dark, dark. I like that. No, they're a great band. And thanks so much for this, guys. This is awesome. We can play it on the radio station now. Hee hee hee. I wanted to ask you, because Steel Rails is now turning 3, which is in numerology the year, the number of creativity.
Mm.
High creativity. So last year Steel Rails was 2, so that would be the number of sharing. So maybe that's why there were so many more people. And then number 1 is like the number of independence and pioneering spirit. So now it's 3. So how has, I don't know why I just said all that.
That's super interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, numerology is very interesting. Is there a number on the train? Are there numbers on the train? Add the numbers up and see what they total.
Yeah, each train car has a model number. Ooh. So I know some of those.
You should add all the model numbers up, because the number 8 is money, success, and power. Number 7 is spirituality. I could go on and on. Number 4 is hard work. So Steel Rails number 4 next year.
Yes.
You'll be working.
Prepare myself.
You'll be working your ass off. I'm sorry, but you in terms of numerology. Number 6 is the number of family and harmony. So it'll be really interesting. But anyway, over the last 3 years, how have you seen Steel Rails evolve yourself?
Yeah, that's kind of a tricky question for me, because a lot of ways I feel like it's totally the same,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of weird to do something for 3 years in a row and feel like it hasn't really changed. But I mean, I think my understanding of what will work on the train has gotten better. So I think that the overall experience for the guest is better.
Right.
So I think, you know, the first year kind of just like figuring out all the logistics, and then the second year got a little better about thinking about what the visitor's experience is.
Yeah.
And then this year, I think we've like really nailed that we like, I really thought it through of like from when you get there to when you travel through the train and how that's going to work, and then getting off and getting on, and then the after party experience. So I think it's going to be, I hope that's noticeable to attendees.
Sure it will be. I am sure it will be. We probably have people that have started, you know, that started the first year, and they go every year. Like, it's something to look forward to, because it's such an unusual event. So, and then with the after party is so much fun. And I think there's long lasting connections that are made from it too. Because last year when I was there were people in arts and people in business, and they were all, you know, they were collaborating and talking, and the after party was at the Canadian, Glen Glass,
mm-hmm.
Under Swoons, mm-hmm. the amazing bird installation, the glass bird installation. That was incredible. So I'm sure a lot of contacts were made last year, and I think that'll probably happen again this year as well, in a very, like I said, a very cool and conversational setting. And people talk about the craziest. I had so many conversations last year. They're all different. They were not the same. They're all different. So that was very interesting. You also, this is something recent for you too. Mm-hmm. When did you start? Because we're jumping here into another project that you've been working on, which I think is really cool. And that's stuff that's happening in like right downtown Kitchener.
Yeah.
So for what is happening like for the summer? I know there's lots of things going on. What's happening?
There's so much happening. It's insane. So I started at the city of Kitchener in January.
Mm-hmm.
And my goal or my mission is really just to make, you know, downtown Kitchener one of the best, most creative, most interesting, most enjoyable downtowns in the world, really, which is a tall order, but I'm up for it. And so we started that. Over the past few years, the city of Kitchener has really been experimenting with live music on the street.
Yeah.
And making sure that when you come out, you know, you leave your office for lunch and you can catch a show, or you're walking home from work and you can catch a show. And so we're really expanding that. Last year, I think they had 75 acts, and this year we're going to have close to 250 from May till September. So these are 100% free shows that you can just check out on the website and then, or on Twitter, and then pop down and see it. And these are primarily local bands, a couple of bands who are traveling across Canada. And so we're booking them in. There's also yoga in the park, and we've activated a small park at the corner of Queen and Duke, which is called Vogelsang Green.
Yeah.
And it's just this, like, lost, it was this lost little green space that didn't get much love, and it was being used for all these, you know, unsavory purposes. And, but it's so cute, and, you know, Duke Street is really evolving with all the restaurants that are popping up there.
Oh, I know, because holy guacamole's on Duke
Street.
Yeah,
Breadheads, and, like, it's just,
it's great.
It's an awesome spot. So we bought a whole bunch of really cool lawn furniture that they actually also have in Times Square, and we put it in there, and we've got live music every Thursday from noon till one there, and it's just like people just, the park is alive now.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's really nice. It's a people place.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
So is there a list of bands? Like, is there a place you can go to find the bands that are playing?
Yeah, we usually list like about a month worth of programming at downtownlive.ca.
Okay.
Or you can follow our Twitter account, which is at DT Kitchener, and that's really up to the minute kind of reports, and some things do fluctuate. Sometimes we have bands that get moved around. Today we actually canceled because it was so hot.
It's too hot. It's
totally
too hot. It's too hot, you guys, to play out there.
Yeah,
even though
so
we know you want to, you can't, it's too hard.
Yeah, and we let you know, musicians will do it because they love to play, and
I know
it's so hard to say we need to reschedule, but I mean, I draw the line at 39 degrees. Too hot.
Yeah, it's way too hot. It is kind of neat to walk downtown and, you know, hear different types of music, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's a place, I think it's near Queen and King by the bank. There's a little parking lot across from the Wolver.
Yeah.
The other day I was walking downtown and there's this little sign saying so-and-so playing at 1 p.m. I went, oh, wow, that is so cool.
Yeah, it was the Dandelions. They're
that's
so
right. Yeah,
great.
The Dandelion. That's
yeah.
right. That's right. I've seen them. They're awesome.
They're
oh, my
so
God.
Great. They were so into it. And yeah, so it's pretty cool. We also have a massive Canada Day party coming up. So it's going to be at Civic Square in front of City Hall.
What are you guys doing?
The Trues are playing,
okay.
Which is going to be pretty cool.
Yep.
Also, the Cobra Hawks, Courage My Love, and a couple other smaller local bands, I believe. And then fireworks off the top of City Hall at 10:30.
Really?
Yeah.
So you don't have to travel all the bloody way out to... And walk for miles.
You
too.
Do not.
Oh,
you can come downtown.
That is great. I like the in the summer. I like that square.
Mm-hmm.
I was down recently for the there was an event. It was because we're in the centennial.
Yes.
1812. We're celebrating Kitchener is 100 years old. Berlin's 100
yeah.
years old. So I went down because I work downtown I'm at Far Out Flicks, so I went down with a couple of my friends, and we sat on the patio, and there were all these things going on. Like, there was, it looked like, I don't know, almost like a circus sideshow or
yep.
something right in front of the fountain.
Mental floss
yeah,
sideshow,
mental floss, that's
yep.
right. Yeah, that was really cool. And they had, like, there were all kinds of information booths, and there was music, and there were a lot of people there, and everything was all set up, and there was this great energy.
Yeah, I think they did
that
bands
good.
That covered, like, 100 years
yeah.
of music style,
yeah.
so it's
yeah.
pretty cool.
I thought that was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So that the square is coming, you know, it's coming to life, which
mm-hmm.
is very cool. Anything else? Oh, food trucks. There's
yeah.
food trucks.
Oh,
food trucks.
Food trucks. It's a hot issue.
I know, because people are going, no, I don't want it there. And other people are going, yeah, yeah, bring them on. Bring it in. Because
yeah.
you want to encourage people to come downtown.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's really like my perspective of it is really like we're trying to make downtown
live
really exciting
yeah.
so that people who have had, you know, their vision of it, they can come downtown and be like, wow, this is not how I remember it
all. It has changed. I've been downtown for almost 30 years,
yeah,
really off and on, and mostly down. I've been downtown since 1998, so I have seen things change
mm-hmm.
Big time, you
yeah
know? Lots of stores coming in, there's lots more energy with all the festivals that are happening. It's cool. It's like, you want to go downtown? Where do you want to go? Do you want to go to the McCabe? Do you want to go to the Firkin? Do you want to go here? Do you want to go there? And the boathouse
yeah.
is opening soon.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's there. And so it's very cool.
I think I was out last Friday after work for a drink with a friend. And it was like, we got the last spot on the Bobby O'Brien's patio, and there
yeah.
I don't think there was another. People were tweeting saying there was no patio spaces available because everywhere was just jammed because it was so hot and awesome out.
I know,
so that's
yeah.
so cool.
It's great. I know. I think there's something going on at Bobby O'Brien's tonight. This is there was a band in this area called All in One Breath in the 70s, I want to say, I guess, And my brother was part of this band. And so they're putting together this reunion. So it's John Tonin, Larry Townsend, Guy Coulin's part of it. I think he's organizing this, actually. And Frank Beam, I think. And my brother won't be there because he's in the Philippines in Cebu. But they're putting together this big all-in-one-breath reunion. And it starts tonight at Bobby O'Brien's. And then there's a formal reunion in September. And that's tonight because it's jam night and all this kind of stuff. So I think John Tonin's going to be there for sure.
That's awesome.
These guys have been around for as long as I can remember. So, yeah, I thought Bobby O'Brien's has some really cool stuff going on. All these places do. So it's great.
Yeah.
There's a lot of energy down there. So what's up? What you got up your sleeve next?
Well, I will say the food truck thing is very busy next week. That's the big thing I'm aiming for. So Steel Rails this Friday, and then three food trucks next week. El Gastronomo Vagabundo is there on Monday. Taco Tuesday will happen, and then Smokes Poutinerie on Thursday. So that's going to be a busy week.
Wow.
But then I think longer term, I don't know.
You don't know?
I need a little vacay. Yeah. I need to... Yeah. I'm looking forward to summer hanging out with my pooch, Martha, and doing some camping and then sort it out in September.
Yeah. How's our queue?
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I took a little break back in December just to kind of like regroup. I felt like it was kind of becoming like a place where I was posting everything, and I didn't want it to be like that. I wanted it to be very curated, so I like where it's going now.
Yeah, you're an urban curator. Yeah, that's it.
I think my business card says opinionated aggregator.
Is that what you're... I would say that. Yeah, that's very cool. Well, it's so nice to have you. I'm going to play one more track from Cutie. So track seven?
Was that track six?
That now was track six.
Now this is Relics.
This is Relics. Okay. This is so cool. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having
me. And I won't be able to make Steel Rails. Damn it. I can't even get on the caboose this year because I have to work. But I will be at the after party. I know there's lots of people that will be there. So I hope you have lots of fun this year.
Thanks.
And I'm sure I'll get to see whatever video comes out of this. And I know there's going to be one. And for people that missed out on last year, you can go to YouTube because there's some great video footage of what Steel Rails is all about. And it's just fun. Get on a train, man. It's so much fun. Get on a train, drink, socialize, and experience. And it's so cool. Thank you so much, Hillary.
Thank you.
Bye. up to this. Don't you take this, take our destiny away. Emptying our glass to the judgment day. Sunset, the day will be joyful. Why would you want to give away?
that don't show me any more escape. You can't get away.
I'm not crying anymore. Cause no one's listening and tell me what to do. Tell me what to do. Somewhere in that dark, you can hear it speak your name. It says just play your part, like everybody does the same. The same. Like everybody does the same. Somewhere in that dark, you can hear it speak your name. Says your hardened heart will never soften quite the same.
That was Vacuity from their new album, The Black Hour. Oh, I think it's not done yet. Oh, there we go, counting down, stop. And you're just tuning in, this is Coral, Coral FM, and I'm coming to the end of the show. I just like to thank Hillary so much for coming in. Yeah, this And Hillary is her partner is with Vacuity, which is so cool. You can go to their website, www.vacuity.net, and learn everything Vacuity, which I think is great. And their new CD is called The Black Hour, and it's ebony black. It looks like an awesome vinyl disc. It's really cool. So I just played a couple. I played France, and I played Relics, and a few more tracks off their new CD. So that was great, and it's always nice to have Hillary as a guest as well. There's lots of things going on. She's always doing lots of stuff. And Steel Rails 2012, of course, takes place on Friday, June the 22nd, and it leaves at the Waterloo, the platform right by the Perimeter Institute. There's this lovely train that goes into St. Jacobs, and with all kinds of, as Hillary mentioned, all kinds of stuff, all kinds of interesting things at the train, on the train, at the platform, and then back in Waterloo. And then the after party is at Chainsaw. So this is going to be very cool. And so check it out. I think there might be a website you can go to as well. Or you can Google Steel Rails. It'll tell you lots of stuff. And if you want to get an idea, just check out the videos. Check out some of the videos that were done last year. They were awesome. Anyway, it's like 6 o'clock